In the middle of the water in the Lion Grove Garden, in the Garden of Eternal Spring, stood a pavilion. To the south of the pavilion were steps that went deep into the water, so the emperor could get directly on shore when arriving by boat. The Qianlong emperor named this pavilion the Rippling Moon Pavilion. On both its right hand and left hand sides were waterside pavilions with verandas that were connected to the main hall on the north. This shows that the western section of the Lion Grove Garden had architecture as the main visual focus, which was very different from the scenic complex built later in the eastern section. The western section was built in 1747 during the Qianlong period. The Qianlong Emperor had not yet begun his southern tours, so this architecture complex in the western section was not designed based on the Lion Grove Garden in Suzhou. In contrast, the scenic complex in the eastern section was greatly inspired by the Ni Zan's painting titled Lion Grove Garden. The scale of the architecture was reduced, and the visual focus shifted to mountain landscapes. These were made mainly of large, porous limestone rocks, known as Tai Hu rocks, or scholars' rocks. On top of these, pavilions and towers were built. The scene blended the grandeur of an imperial garden with the elegance of Suzhou landscapes. The Qianlong emperor stored his collection of Ni Zan's paintings and other works, including the engravings of the European-style palaces, in the elegant collection pavilion in this eastern section, and he replicated the Lion Grove Garden again in the mountain estate for escaping the heat in Chengdu. These actions prove how much he valued and appreciated these paintings and landscapes. By reproducing the Jiangnan landscapes in the outskirts of Beijing, and giving the scenic complexes names with historical references, the Qing emperors bestowed upon the Yuan Ming Yuan an important role in cultural inheritance, development, and regeneration.